What's up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with another episode of the Founders Journal, where we talk about the biggest things happening behind the scenes at the brew, our wins, our losses, how we're navigating a pandemic right now as first-time founders.
I hope you enjoy, and I hope you learn from the lessons I learned today.
Why today? What, so you're talking to people today. What is impactful about today when you're still doing a million other things?
One, I just like have come to realize that the other things that I could be spending time on are things that other people in the business have under control, that it's almost a waste of my time spending time on it. So like, you know, I was thinking about spending more time on the poker tournament, but Austin has that under control. And to me, the best way to work on the poker tournament is to ask Austin, how can I help you? You know, the things I'm touching right now are the poker tournament, the launch of Marketing Brew, finding a senior editor, you know, helping to oversee and organize the design team, and then making sure the Galloway Section 4 partnership and just our broader education product goes well. And I think there's no place where I can add more value right now than willing this product forward. Because what I've realized, even from testing the Section 4 partnership, is that there are certain needs in a business that have like, they necessitate founder level attention. And I think the education thing is one of those. And the reason I say that is if you even think about it, like we partner with Scott Galloway, we are promoting their course in our newsletter. I've had to kind of will this promotion into happening, into plugging it in our newsletter in a way where it would have been very hard for someone more junior in the business, you know, to go to sales and say, hey, sales, hey, head of sales, we need to plug another ad in the newsletter today. Or to tell our copywriters, hey, on top of everything that you're doing right now, you need to write ad copy for this partner for an education partnership. And so this is the thing where my time is most necessary, because in order to push it forward, I think doing it as a founder avoids the politics of getting things done. You can just force them into existence faster. And I also think that a big part of launching this new product is requiring like access to the right people to learn about it. And so I think more and more of my time is going to have to be dedicated here, not necessarily because I'm the best at doing it, but because being a founder gives me an unfair advantage to push it along faster and with more resources.
Do you think you should be applying that ability in other parts of the business outside of the education product?
You know, it's interesting. I think I'm really good at spending time on things, or I should spend on time on things very early and late and not in the middle. Meaning, like, I think I am good at forcing things into existence, creating like a vision or a thesis on where we want to be pushing things and like what our audience wants. I think I'm pretty mediocre at actually like building it. So, you know, I think I would be really good at coming up with what is the going to be the first educational course that Morning Brew builds. What is the topic? Who is the instructor? How long is it? Like all of these things. What is the marketing plan? I would not be the best person at project managing that to make sure that the course gets built. Everything that you, Josh, producer Josh, did with our first podcast, I don't know if you remember like us going with Business Casual, there was like this crazy spreadsheet that for every episode, a checkbox of everything we needed to do to make sure that every episode was recorded, edited, distributed the right way, marketed the right way. That is not my strong suit. And so I think I'm good at attracting resources, selling people on why we need to do this, pushing it forward to like an MVP, but then from MVP to building the first product, to me, that is not what I'm best qualified to do. But once we've then launched the first product in terms of optimizing it, better marketing it, taking it to the next level, getting more resources to pull into it, I think I am good. So I think my skills are barbelled in the life of a product, because I think in the same way of what made our newsletter really good in the early days, which was, you know, if you ask Neil, our managing editor, it was a lot of the time him writing and me redlining a ton of things, him writing, me redlining a ton of things, all from a place of let's be as good as we can possibly be.
How does this apply to other founders?
I think the way that I think about it is I'm trying to spend most of my time on the things I'm really good at, but also, like I mentioned last time on the show, I think you need to be good enough at your weaknesses so they don't hold you back. And what this process over like the last few days has made me realize in thinking about the educational courses, I actually do think there are certain weaknesses that I have that do hold me back in being totally effective. And so a lot of what I'm thinking about now is how can I get just good enough at those weaknesses to not hold me back? And what I mean by that is when I think about the opportunity of creating educational courses for Morning Brew's audience, we have a certain idea of what that's going to be. And now we basically, like I said at the top, three workflows. There's the workflow of being partnered with Section 4, marketing that partnership in our newsletter, and hopefully getting a lot of Morning Brew readers to sign up for the course. The second workflow is, what is course two? So if the Galloway and Section 4 partnership goes well, what is the next course we're launching? Who is the instructor? What is the topic? What is the price? All these things. And then the third is, who is going to help Morning Brew push forward launching these courses, because I can't spend 100% of my time on it. That's why we're not hiring a GM right now. It's more likely going to be someone that is a more junior project manager to push this forward. But the reason I bring this up is there are three workflows. And in order to manage these effectively in a timely way where I'm not neglecting any of them, I'm just starting to realize more and more how a certain level of organization and project management skills are necessary to pull this off. And I realize that this is where some of my biggest deficiency as a professional is. And so it's making me think about how, honestly, in my off time, I'm going to want to spend more time with producer Josh and other people like him whose superpowers are project management, timelining, and managing timelines and projects, because I'm realizing like that is going to hold me back. And the reason I realized that today is I think I did a good job today of thinking through what we're trying to solve with this education product and what our next questions to ask to decide our next course. But what I think I'm going to end up being bad at is making sure I'm keeping a strict schedule around answering all these questions to push things forward. And I think that's where being a really just an effective enough project manager is super important. You know, as I continue to dive deeper in the world of education, which is now 3 weeks in the making, and I'm really passionate about it, because the more and more that I go into it, the more and more that I realize, almost similar to media, it's never been easier to create education. There's YouTube, there's MOOCs like Coursera and Skillshare and all these things, but that means there's more noise than ever. And so similarly to how Morning Brew has operated as a great curator and arbiter of good content for the last 4 years, I believe that we can play that role in the world of education. But what I'm also realizing is this is a totally new world. Organization is going to be key. And so as I lean into my ability to have vision, my ability to build relationships, and my ability to convince our organization why this is an important investment to make, I need to make sure that I'm investing my time in being a better project manager and more organized thinker if I really want to push this forward in an effective way. I hope this has provided some insight for you as someone who's trying to push your own ideas forward and build your own new products. And I'll catch you on tomorrow's episode. Have a great night.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.